Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. That's Chicago bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Peter Meyer is our guest, our good friend, 15-year member of our Brain Trust, author of Creating and Dominating New Markets, also Warp Speed Growth, among other books, and Meyer Group, GRP.com, right, Peter?
Yes.
MeyerGRP.com. You can find his outstanding writing there. Where else, Peter? How else can they? I know they can find your books at Amazon. Where else can they find you? And what would you like to tell them about what you do?
I think I would just say go to the website, because the website's gone from being a marketing tool for me to being a library, where yeah. I just put as much as I can out there for people to use. And I love getting notes from people saying they read something and they used it and it helped.
Yeah.
So go to the website and pick up an article, try it. If it works, let me know.
Check it
out. That's how I get my next article.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I love it.
You'll be glad you did. You'll thank me later, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, Peter, you're helping us understand about learning facts versus learning about ourselves. Wrap all that up for us. Put a bow on it.
Okay, so let's talk about investment. When everybody who's listening to this show, either right now this morning in drive time or listening on the web later, they are investing minutes. They're investing valuable resources into this conversation, into what they can get from it. When we choose to invest in learning, we often choose to invest in learning about facts. We do a lot of collecting of data.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't spend as much time investing in our learning about ourselves. So each of us learn about ourselves different ways, but the first question is, can you, will you, make the intentional choice to set aside time every day to invest in learning about yourself? Will you ask your team to do the same thing?
What would that look like? Give us an example. Set the table for us and how we would go about that.
So let me give you three alternatives. The one that I use a lot is I spend time almost every morning writing in a journal, which I then erase. But I write, okay, what do I want to get from today? What do I want to give myself from today? And if it's objects or something that's very tactile, I erase it and say, no, what sense of improvement to want to give myself today? And the answer is I almost never do it the way I write it out. But the fact that I'm thinking about it in the morning opens me up to learning during the day about important things about myself. And when I learn about myself, then it's really...
What would be an example of what you would learn about yourself?
I want to learn how I can improve my communication around a certain product set.
But then would you learn that there's something about the way you think about the world that's impeding that?
That I can do better? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You're never going to hear me talk negative about learning. So the word impede is now off the table for me.
Okay, all right.
That's okay. You can do it. But I can't. You can do better. I can do better at talking to customers about what matters to them more. So the last segment we talked about asking them what matters to them, not about what they're buying.
Well, for example, I'll give you an example. All right, so I want to learn more about what my customers are expecting, but I wake up and I know I need to do that today, and then I what I'm saying back to myself is, yeah, but how do I ask them that? I'm uncomfortable. I'm self-conscious about that. So I'm sort of in my own way. So I have to learn that. So I know that if I'm going to learn what my customers expect from me, I have to get myself out of my own way.
Good. So now...
Is that what you mean by learning about myself?
Good. That's a great example. On your way to work, use your headset and your iPhone to think of three questions that you want to ask customers. You may not use them, but the fact you're asking yourself to think of three questions, you're then dictating three questions, processing, dictating three questions into a message, which you then send yourself using voice text. Then when you do that with your iPhone or Android phone, you are then processing the learning process, and you've given yourself what you want. You want three great questions.
Then do you do something mechanical, like say, okay, how can I set up a scenario where I'm in front of the customer where I can ask them this question? Like, do I take them to lunch, or do I invite them to the company, to the store, or do I catch them next time they're in, or whatever? Is that what I do? Is it something mechanical?
Well, certainly it's going to change from customer to customer, situation to situation.
Right.
But maybe you hit a good one. Maybe I want to text one of my customers and say, I have a question I have never asked you. I'd like to ask you. Can I call you?
And that's learning about ourselves, and what we have to do to learn about our customers.
Right, because you're generating the question from within yourself, and when you do that, you improve your learning.
Mm-hmm. And it's all about the bottom line is, Peter, I got to wrap it up. It's all about getting better, isn't it?
It's all about improving, getting better, and we all do that really well.
Yeah.
Now let's just do it consciously.
MeyerGrp.com, MeyerGrp.com, ladies and gentlemen. Go to that website today. You will thank me later. Peter, thanks for 15 great years. Come back soon.
Thank you very much.
Good job today. Peter Meyer, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Peter joined us. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.